Brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning. She got back at On the Spot with Linda Bott last night, had a great show. And so I'm joined today by Jerry Sears. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Carl.
So Jerry's here with us, going to be my co-host today. Of course, Savannah is always here on Fridays. Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning.
How are you doing? You look great.
I am doing really well.
Is it life good?
Life is good.
Good. Yep. Hey, you know what? Life's always been good with you.
Well, It has been.
7:07 in the morning today, March the 7th. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Please join our chat room. Let's start off as we always do with our Wells Fargo advisors. And today is Chris Lasondak. Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're 30 minutes or so into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are mixed. We're currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 60 points at 16,482. The S&P 500 down a little over a point at 1876, while the NASDAQ Composite's off 11 points at 4341. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 133 million shares. Looking at the most active issues on the New York Stock Exchange this morning, Bank of America up 7 cents at 17.42, Nokia up 15 cents at 7.97, Verizon down 13 cents at 47.33, while General Electric is off 9 cents at 26.13. Of local interest, PG&E down 15 cents at 42.60, Cabela's up $1.12 at 68.94, Harley-Davidson up 67 cents at 68.45, and Sturm Ruger up 26 cents at 64.94. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.78%. The 2-year treasury is yielding 0.37. Oil's up 85 cents a barrel at 102.40, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $18.04 an ounce at 1332.76. Silver's down 59 cents at $20.85. This is Chris Lasondak at the rating office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 here, right here on KCNR. Give them a call at 243-7561. Why? Because they've been there at the job for the last 2.5 hours finding out what's happening in Wall Street. You want to deal with people you trust, people that you know, and these are the people from Wells Fargo right here, our Wells Fargo advisor. Stop by Park Marina Drive, or again, give them a call, 243-7561. Jerry, there's going to be weather today and tomorrow and Sunday. What is it?
Yes, there is, and today it looks pretty darn good with mostly sunny weather, a high near 72, partly cloudy with a low around 47 this evening. Now for tomorrow, we've got partly sunny with a high near 72 and a low around 50. Thankfully on Sunday, our good friend the rain is going to be returning and we'll have a high near 61. This weather report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane Incorporated, a family-owned and operated business right here in Shasta County. Deal locally. Their phone numbers are 530-365-3793 or 530-547-3943. Or if you want to call toll-free, 1-888-880-4GAS.
There you go. Thanks a lot, Chair. Hey, okay, it's Friday. So we have our Haven Humane Pet of the Week, and Spencer's here. Now, this is what I did. Was this morning as I was kind of wandering around and as I walked back into our green room, there I see out of the corner of my eye, there's Spencer. And as I turn my head to say hi to Spencer, I kick the pit bull. I kick the pit bull hard.
Not very hard.
Not very hard, but it was enough to turn her around. At which time she lunged at me and licked my hand. Okay, it wasn't a lunge. She just turned around, licked my hand, said, hi, I just, oh, get attention. So tell us about our latest pity here.
Well, this morning I brought Mitzi with me. We have her as a lab pity. She's definitely more lab than pit bull.
She is.
She's a great dog. I brought her with me this morning just because she's an ambassador for the breed right here. If every pit bull was like this, they wouldn't have a bad name. Mitzi originally came to our shelter about 6 months ago as a stray. She was adopted, and unfortunately her new person had health issues and were no longer able to keep her.
Uh-huh.
This is a terrific dog. She does great with all other animals. She loves toys. She's the type of dog, it doesn't matter whether it's a rope or a tug toy or a ball, as long as it's a toy, she is all over it. She is super playful. And she's the type of dog where she can have a lot of energy when she's out playing, but then she can also mellow right down when she's inside. Like right now, I mean, we're in the studio and she's here and she's alert to everything that's going on.
But she's just sitting here.
But she's very calm. She's not jumping around or bouncing around.
Oh no, licking my toes. She's a sweetie.
Making her rounds, saying hi to everybody.
Yes, she is. And a beautiful dog, I might add.
She would be, you're right. If all dogs were like her, there would be no dog problems. In fact, there'd probably be no dog shelters because everybody'd want to have one.
Absolutely. This is one of the best dogs that I think that I've seen come through our shelter. And she's just amazing.
How big is she?
She's a little on the chunky side. I'd say she's probably around 60 to 70 pounds. She should be around 50. But with a little bit of exercise and a little diet, we can correct that problem. She's solid black with just a little tiny, tiny bit of white, I believe, right on her chest.
Yeah, and she has just got a sweet face and is, like I said, I didn't see her and I bumped into her. Now, some dogs will react to that. Any dog will react to that just by turning because, somebody's trying to get them out of the way. And her reaction to this was she turned and licked my fingers and we made friends right there. So Mitzi the Pity. And it's a cross too, and you're right. It's a, more of a lab cross than it is a pit bull cross. So anyway, it's a good dog. I would, what's she rated for?
We actually have her rated for a home with kids 8 and older.
Okay. Because of her size.
Yeah. We just don't know where she came from and how she does with younger children. But she's just great and she's shown no aggression whatsoever towards
the anymore. Only thing she's trying to do is lick our intern.
Yeah.
Wayne to death. Who's sitting here rubbing her head like this. And she's just loving this.
And she's beating me with her tail.
And beating you with,
she's
okay.
She's got the lab tail.
There you go. Okay. How can we get a hold of you then, Spence?
You could swing by the shelter at 7449 East Side Road anytime between 11 and 5, or you could give us a call at 241-1653.
And she just saw a lady, she says, come over here. And she says, hey, there's all these people around. She says, somebody come over and pet me some more. So anyway, all right, great. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate this. Okay, let's keep this at 100%, my friends. We've had 100% fortune and adopting our animals out here after Fridays on Haven Humane and our Pet of the Week. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. We've got some people calling in, but other things I want to talk about, too. State of Jefferson finally hit the front page of the Record Searchlight. The Crimea wants to leave the Ukraine, and Obama says no, and the Crimea immediately held its breath because of the fear of President Obama.
Sure,
we'll be
did.
Right back.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy, real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert, like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort, with expanded practice hours, including evening and Saturday appointments to accommodate busy schedules. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
Hey. Hey! This is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing, and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio, right here on KCNR 1460. Good morning. It's Friday. It's 7:16 in the morning. 43 degrees out there today. It's going to be a nice day. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. Located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, it's your place for great coffee and more at Espresso Joe's. You can get any type of coffee you can imagine, lattes and espressos, and a lot cheaper than you can at other places that do special coffees. Walk next door to the best humidor in the state. All tobacco prices, they'll meet or beat all tobacco prices in this town. And veterans always get discounts at Tobacco and Brew. Great people, like I said, great people. Joe and Shelley down there. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Plus, you can buy that $250 million lotto ticket right there. I'm still waiting to win that one. Jerry, we have a veteran, something's coming on that Doug Lamoff is going to be hosting here.
Right. He's going to be hosting a Veterans Community Coffee. And this will take place on March 18th, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Reading Veterans Memorial Hall at 1605 Yuba Street. Y'all know where that is, Reading. You can join the congressman for coffee and an opportunity to discuss many of the critical issues facing North State veterans. So if you'd like to get more information or perhaps RSVP, contact Representative LaMalfa's Oroville District Office at 530-534-7100.
There you go. Okay, let's go to the phones. Rowan Price wants to talk to us about the International Women's Day event. Is that correct?
That's correct. Thanks so much, Carl, for having me on.
You bet. So tell us what's going on here.
So we're really excited. I'm part of the North State Women's Health Network, and you can find us on northstatewomenshealthnetwork.org. And we're a local nonprofit organization, and we've been around since the 90s, and we're not very active in kind of the 2000s and have kind of revamped and re-energized in 2013. And so we are celebrating International Women's Day, and International Women's Day is celebrated throughout the world in many different countries. And we were looking for events going on in Reading, and we were like, Reading needs to be represented for International Women's Day. So we are holding our celebration at the atrium tomorrow, Saturday night, from 5 to 8 p.m. We have over 20 community booths, performers, we have a photo booth, and just refreshments, hors d'oeuvres, and just have a night really to celebrate women and just to also raise funds for our nonprofit and our projects.
Okay, well, it sounds like something that people like to get involved in here. And, you know, some of the projects, what are some of the projects, again, that you all do?
We are working on some local projects to actually connect with our international projects. We're currently working with a project called Asociación Empadrimiento, and that is in Guatemala, actually. And what we're doing, actually, is fundraising and creating schools for rural children. And so what kind of is going on in Guatemala is that the government pays for education up till sixth grade. So after sixth grade, basically, unless you have resources, you do not have access to education.
And you know, it's funny how people, they think, they don't realize that when the government will provide up to a certain point. But, I don't think people realize what a great, 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 great education system we have here in our country. And it's open for everybody.
Yeah, and that's definitely something that we want to, and that is with our cross-cultural exchange with Guatemala and looking at the realities of the girls' lives there. And we want to connect with, you know, girls' lives here and really look at what is the state of education in our country and what do we have, what do we not have, and really learning from those, you know, women that are experiencing similar lives but in a different country. And there's some really interesting things to be learned for sure.
Well, you know, also, it's such a breach between what women are able to do here versus other countries. And if you can get in there when they're young and teach them that they've got all the potential in the world to do anything they want, I think that's a wonderful thing.
Absolutely. And that is it. What's going on down with these girls is so amazing. They're 92% of them are indigenous women from the jungles in Guatemala. They actually, their school bus is a boat. That is what we fundraise for, is to raise enough money to get this boat, which is what takes them down the river and picks them up at the villages on the river and then takes them to their school, which is not close to their actual village. And so it's really amazing. It's actually more than 100 students from 10 rural villages, 85% of who would not be in school otherwise.
That's
and
amazing.
51% of them are girls.
Well, God bless you.
Yeah, it's something that we're really excited to just, you know, have the honor to, you know, be part of these girls' lives, you know, and be able to make a difference and have true change in their lives. And what we're looking for here in Shasta County is partnering with a local Spanish language class. And what we want to do is make that connection and start a pen pal program. And so that's kind of what we're working on our local angle, and we're just really excited. And women, you know, what we know is that women serve so many roles in our lives, and women are incredible, you know, and we really want to celebrate them, and that's what the event tomorrow is all about.
Okay, Rowan. All right, one more time. Where's it at, and when's it start?
Absolutely. It's the Atrium, which is in downtown, wonderful downtown.
Right down the street from us.
Yep, right down the street. We're really lucky Viva Downtown is sponsoring us to hold the event at the Atrium, and we're very grateful to them for that. And basically it's from 5 to 8 p.m. And just come on down, bring your girlfriends. It's not a girls-only event. We're absolutely celebrating men, too, so we want the men to come down.
How much are tickets?
It is donation-based, and so really we're raising funds, and so it's an open event to the community.
Wow.
But we absolutely will be making our ask because we are a nonprofit, and we want to continue doing these amazing programs.
Okay, Rowan. Well, thanks a lot for calling in today. And if everybody's out there, you're walking around downtown, or just you got parking right there, just stop by, see what they're doing, and see how you can help.
Thank you so much for having me on, you guys.
You bet. Thanks a lot, Rowan. International Women's Day. International Women's Day. That's, you know what? People don't realize. I know, Jerry, you've been around. You've lived other places in the world, and you've seen other parts of the world. Savannah's getting ready to go see other parts of the world, except I wouldn't call where you're going to really third world. It's not third world. Is it Switzerland?
It is Switzerland.
It is. It's not third world.
I'm going to say it's third world.
No, no. In fact, they hand you a broom when you get off the plane. You have to sweep as you're standing there on the corner. Yeah, no, you have to sweep, make sure it's clean.
Do not drop a gum wrapper in Switzerland.
And don't spit.
Don't spit.
That's right. And I'm going to tell you what to do if you walk your dog. But, you know, people don't realize that, like, what Roland was just saying is that, if after sixth grade, okay, you have enough education because, you know, frankly, this is what I believe, then this is all the education you need because now you have people that are rich. And I don't get me into this thing where you socialist, you know, all this, but the people that are wealthy are able to send their kids to school.
It's
and
true.
The people that don't, they have a sixth grade education that's enough from the read, write, you know, do math. And then, but then they become the workers like this. And it's rare for them to go beyond that. So unlike this country, who, where you have a free education, and it is free. You know, you can, oh, we have to pay tax. It's free. Kids can go to school. Kids yes. can get a decent education. Okay, I'm not saying it's all the same, but they can get a good education all the way through high school.
But they don't have to take a boat down the river to get it.
They don't. I mean, when I was little, I had to walk 5 miles uphill every day in the snow.
Of course you did.
And came home the same way, walking 5 miles a day uphill in the snow. Coming
well, I
home
had
too.
To carry a tenor saxophone in the snow.
Okay, you beat me. I had to carry my sister on my back.
Well, I had to carry my music, my tenor saxophone, and my backpack.
We didn't have backpacks. Those were
and my pet
those
dog.
Were sissies. Those were sissies. Backpack. People carry backpacks now all the time. In fact, they had to make rules that you could only load these little kids up with so much because these little kids were having back problems by the time they were 10 because they were getting so much homework in these bags. These bags are as big as their bodies. Even Marines can only carry like 65% of their body weight, and they're having these kids carrying 80% of their body weight
and
bent over.
And yet here, where this woman is speaking about in this third world country, they don't even have a book.
Well, there's not a lot of homework then, huh?
No.
There's bright sides to all everything. All right, the front page of our paper today was talking about the state of Jefferson's financial dilemma.
Gee.
Now, the report looks at the six states of Jefferson, which is what this guy Draper has started. He's got an initiative to break California into six states. Now, frankly, I don't think that's a good idea.
Bad idea.
Bad idea, because what it does, it takes away the focus of what this is about. Even though this is what Draper says it's about, and he's a billionaire and he's got his money, he can do this, but he ought to take his funds and push it into, and we have to focus on this, is what is the problem? Why are people upset throughout the United States? And this movement is heading everywhere.
Yes.
It's because of representation. It's usually the rural counties or the inland counties from the coast that are upset. They
because
don't feel like they're being represented.
We're underserved. We're underrepresented. Our viewpoint isn't represented.
No matter how good a guy we put in there or woman, that it's still one vote. One vote for all of us up here in Northern California versus 27 out of just LA by itself. And frankly, LA doesn't understand what we, you know, what it's like up here. Why, you know,
no.
You start making laws and these, and the other thing too is the bureaucracies that are changing things like, the sewers, not the sewers, but the septic tanks and these. These are not elected representatives who make these choices. These are bureaucrats that have been appointed that you'll never ever meet.
That's right.
And there's no way to fight this. So, they're saying that 2 cents, we earn like 2 cents of every dollar that, you know, of, like the other people earn, and we're going to be in deep financial trouble. I think though you've got to look at it as where it's going.
Mississippi? Can you spell Mississippi? The poorest state in the nation? That's what Jefferson. We would now be lower than Mississippi.
That's right. If it's the way it is now. The way it is now.
Not going to work, folks.
What? State of Jefferson?
No. Nope.
Well, we don't know that.
Oh, yes, we do. We have no money. Well, unless they modify the plan.
Well, but the thing is we're looking at this, and I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to bring Terry on because we have people waiting outside. But that's okay. We can come back. But here's what you have to think about. Don't think about, oh yeah, okay, tomorrow you're the state of Jefferson.
Exactly.
It would be like a 5-year plan that's what I see is that, and then you take away all the costs that you have of California and then you have the laws that are right for the up here or that people want up here, but you take away the cost. And guess what? You know, a lot of the money that's just draining from our pockets would stay with us. The other thing too is that, again, it's a lot about representation. And unless you're represented, what's your choice then?
You have no choice. Someone else is making your decision for you.
There you go. And that's what the state of Jefferson is about. Okay, we'll be right back after these messages.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we've heard the criticism that you can't eat gold, as if eating dollar bills was very nutritious. And we answered that from the start by offering emergency buckets. We offer our standard 200-serving food bucket and the new 72-hour family cooking kits, which in addition to food also contains a stove, fuel for the stove, cups, utensils, and a 100-gallon capacity water filter. You can come into our stores or you can go to www.thepreparedpatriot.com and with free shipping order them online for yourself or to send to loved ones anywhere in the continental U.S. Peace of mind is protecting your wealth with gold and silver and getting a fair price when you sell. Peace of mind is also having access to emergency food and supplies in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Whether you visit us at our brick-and-mortar stores in Chico, Redding, Corning, and our appointment-only store in Palo Cedro, or whether you visit us at www.thepreparedpatriot.com, You can get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Reading sports fans, you are in for a treat this Friday night. Age-old crosstown rivals, the Shasta Wolves and the Enterprise Hornets, going at it on the basketball court in the boys' Division III Northern Section Championship game. Live coverage brought to you by Muse Concrete starts at 7:30 p.m. on Friday night, Shasta and Enterprise. Join yours truly, Nate Aborea, right here on Reading's radio home for local sports, KCNR 1460.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Lindenbaugh. Linda's on assignment today. Jerry Sears is with me today. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. Hey, looking for a new or previously owned car, truck, or SUV? Look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue, my friends. Fords, Dodge Rams, Lincoln, Nissans, and Hondas all down there at 555 Cypress Avenue and our good friends. You know what? They're going to make a great deal for you. Not only going to make a great deal for you on the vehicles, they also have an outstanding service department. Reading Crown Motors, 223-2177. Really, really good people. I drive a Ford F-150. Savannah drives a Ford F-150. In fact, they're both red. They're both sitting out in a parking lot. So if somebody wants to come in and throw a brick through my windshield, make sure you get the right one.
Oh, my.
It's the second one. No. Okay, Savannah.
It only happens once a week. Don't worry.
No, yeah. Nobody does that. We're, you know what, we're happy people here.
Yeah, but I roll over you with my Ford Excursion. That's the, you know, that's the thing.
Jim Dahl is here with us today with Vita and his associate here. You want to introduce us?
Yes, this is Teresa. Teresa is the boss. She is the coordinator for the Vita program, which we're very thankful for, and she's from the Goodwill industry. So, welcome, Teresa, and thank you for being here.
Hey, I tell you what, we've got somebody on the phone first, and so before we start this, let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. I'm sorry, Terry.
Hey, Carl, no problem. Hey, Jim, how you doing?
Hey, great.
Is Terry Raposa on the line?
Oh, well, Dr. Terry Raposa. Morning to Sally, too.
Hey, yeah, I just want to call in really quick on some of these comments. Really and truly, the economic studies don't show what this young lady says. Basically, when you start looking at the debt of California as we speak, it's $419,232,788,335. That's not my statistics. That's the debt clock. Also, some other things we found out when Paul Ryan was talking with Sean Hannity. He admitted to the fact that we were $90 trillion with a T dollars in debt and unfunded liabilities in the United States. I asked Doug LaMalfa if it was fair to say, in front of an enormous amount of people, is it fair to say that California could be $1 trillion in debt and unfunded liabilities? He said it wasn't only fair, but it was also probably very factual and maybe low. Well, since that time, we have found out, as of 2 weeks ago, we are $875 billion with a B, dollars in debt and unfunded liabilities. Also, if we talk about the money coming into the counties right now, because all this money we get from California, I'm sure that Mr. Keough was a little upset that on Tuesday of last week, California defaulted on $3 million worth of reimbursement for the mental health program. And, oh, by the way, the Chaparral incident that we involved 26 agencies in, oh, by gosh, by golly, we're not going to get any money for that either. So, really and truly, the well is starting to run dry in California. People don't have any more money. An $18 billion windfall, so to speak, by Governor Brown is because of a 26.9% tax revenue increase. I don't know about you folks, but we don't have it. And I also talked to Tim Draper yesterday morning, but that's a whole other subject, about some things that are going on with this initiative that maybe he should look out for.
Okay. Anyway, but here's a good thing about the initiative. It puts it out there on the front page, and it lets people start talking about things that is. And everybody agrees that lives up here north of Sacramento. Everybody, I think everybody agrees is that we're not represented. Like, I shouldn't say everybody, but most everybody believes that we're not represented. And it's not the fault of us. It's not the fault of our assembly. It's not the fault of our senator. We just don't have the numbers. That something has to be changed. Otherwise, this is just going to get worse.
And as you explained so well, Carl, Reynolds versus Sims is the real key to this. And we are not the only state doing this. No one has ever done this before as far as going after that particular venue. One man, one vote is a travesty. One man, one vote is even against our own federal model and against the Constitution, with the Constitution saying that we should have equal representation in Article 4, Section 4 of the Constitution, and also that we have two senators per state, whether you're a big one like California or a little one like Vermont. We don't have that up here. Again, one senator for 11 counties, and we have 11 senators alone in Los Angeles County. So really and truly, I think before people start talking about this whole issue, they really need to look at the facts. We've talked to the Attorney General, the State Controller's Office, several senators, several people in Congress, and we do have the facts and everything, where the education would go, where the land would go, who gets the prisons. Oh, by the way, we get to keep the Caltrans machinery, we get to keep the buildings, et cetera, et cetera. So I'm not going to go into this now because I know you have a couple of guests, and I want my meager to hear what they have to say, but I think people have to start looking at the facts. And by the way, there are some clear differences, although I really like Mr. Draper. Tim's a friend. However, there are some clear differences in what he's doing and what we're doing. What we're doing is constitutional. What he's doing is mostly symbolism, and then they'll have to go through the process we're going to go through anyway. So that's it. I hope I was pithy enough.
You were pithy. Okay, thanks. Thanks, Derek. Okay, let's go to George. George, good morning, George. Do you have a question or a comment?
This is George Runner.
What? Well, nope. Hang on for a second, George. It was the other George. I thought it was somebody else. Just hang on. Just listen, and you'll be able to hear everybody else talking first before we bring you on. Sorry. I thought it was George had something to do, a comment about what Terry was saying. No, it was something else. Okay. Jim. Jim, welcome back.
Hey, thank you. It is great to be here. And that George is George Runner, who is our elected board member for our district. And I'm with the State Board of Equalization, and one of the privileges that we have is to sponsor the VITA program. And George has been very instrumental in helping us get the information out about the VITA program. And so I'd like to have Teresa just share a little bit of what VITA is and a little bit about our program. And it's a volunteer income tax assistance program. And people, this is income tax time, and everybody kind of gets a little leery about, oh, man, getting those taxes done, and am I going to, you know, how much am I going to owe? Well, one of the great things about our program is that they can many times get money back that and get some credit maybe that they didn't realize. So, Teresa, tell us a little bit about that program, could you?
Yes, I can. Thank you for having me on the
show.
Lean
in here. Okay. There you go.
Thank you for having me on the show.
You bet.
I am very pleased to talk about Goodwill's volunteer income tax assistance program. It's absolutely free. There are three ways to file. Our IRS-certified VITA tax preparers will do your return for you if your adjusted gross income is less than $52,000. And we also have our second option is if you are comfortable using a computer, you can come into our office and our tax coaches can assist you also. And that's a $58,000 eligibility requirement, adjusted gross income. You can also file online at home in your pajamas if you want to do that. And that is a website. It's myfreetaxes.com/Redding.
MyfreeTaxes.com,
folks.
So, okay, so this is for helping people that can't do their taxes, that need help, and this is provided by Goodwill. So it's mainly a short form, though, right?
No, we have some. MyFreeTaxes can accommodate quite an extensive return.
Really? So if somebody needs that extensive return, why are they coming to Goodwill?
Because their income is less than $58,000.
Oh, okay.
And they can get it for free.
Well, you also help the disabled.
Absolutely.
So they might have a more of a medical.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I was thinking of people leaning in here taking the services that disabled people, could be using or other people.
Yeah.
So.
It's actually open to the public. So that's interesting. Yes, absolutely.
It's a great program. And what's exciting is last year we started the program and Teresa and her team did a great job. Wonderful volunteers. How many volunteers do you have?
We have 8 volunteers, and they are just doing an absolutely phenomenal job. If we didn't have them, we wouldn't have a program.
We should also encourage the elderly to contact these people because sometimes you have special needs and medical expenses that perhaps you don't know are tax deductible.
Right.
And then the earned income tax credits that a lot of people don't realize. And so it's a great thing. And so I'd just like to ask George Runner, our wonderful state board member. Just a little bit about our role as far as the state board and in this whole VITA program.
George,
it's a program that we encourage. What we do, obviously, it's great to have somebody who'll come or a place where you have to do where somebody can help you assist you with your taxes. But somewhere along the line, you need somebody who has some skill and ability. To do that. So what we do is we work with some of the folks that are helping to do that are folks that are Board of Equalization staff members on their volunteer time who use some of their skills, some of their financial skills. They're also trained specifically to deal with and help with the application and filling out the tax forms themselves to volunteer to do that. And they do. And so we're glad to partner with Goodwill. There in Redding, we partner with other groups such as United Way and other groups, in other places across the state, to be able to offer the services. And a lot of these folks that are doing this assistance are indeed members who work for us at the Board of Equalization, and they're doing it volunteer in order to assist in that way. And so we're glad to encourage them, and provide for them the opportunity to give back to the community.
Okay. Well, the thing is, it's there to help, and people that need help, and things are tight right now. You could be running two jobs, three jobs. Let's face it, the tax, every year, they add new tax laws on. Again, it's a control thing. I know it.
Well,
I don't want it to sound like it, but every year they change things so that you've got to now, to a certain, you've got to dance to a different tune. So if you've got people that are here willing to help that can help you do this, then there's a good way. It's a good assist for the community.
Well, the worst thing that somebody could do is to, become overwhelmed, and therefore put off or not file. And then all of a sudden it gets very, very difficult for the individual, for the taxpayer. So, that's why it is that making it easy, making it available, giving them confidence that there's somebody who knows what they're doing and is available to them is really, really helpful because, quite frankly, even if you just owe a little or, and you don't even know that and you all of a sudden don't file for a year or two, The penalties can be substantial.
It's like a snowball.
Yeah, and so that's why we really want to encourage people. And again, sometimes circumstances in life just make somebody very insecure, and all of a sudden they're overwhelmed. And like you said, they think that the laws have changed in such ways that they're not prepared. They don't know what documents they're supposed to have, and all of a sudden they start making some choices that could really be problematic for them in the future. So that's why we're there to help.
Okay, George, thanks a lot. And, okay.
No problem. Glad to talk to you guys.
You bet. Okay, one more time, Teresa, where can they get a hold of you at?
At 530-351-7677 at the Goodwill Job Connection.
Okay. And it's right there in the on Hilltop at the shopping center. For many folks, they can, it's easy to find. So it's right on Hilltop. They can drop in. What's the hours that they're available?
It's 10 to 4:30 Monday through Friday, or they can make an appointment. We're open on Saturdays through the tax season.
Great.
And
okay.
They've done already almost 3-4 times what we did last year. So it's exciting. People are finding out about the service.
Super.
That's
amazing. And we want everyone, especially hearing. We have hearing impaired options. So those like Carl can't hear real well can come in and get service. And so there's just a lot of...
For somebody that comes in and says, hey, can I get on the show? And you poke the bear?
Well... Linda's not here.
You know,
so
I'm
thought
sitting
someone,
next to this
that's,
man, okay?
That's right. Okay.
I don't want to get
no,
caught
okay,
in the crossfire.
This is a great opportunity, Goodwill. Again, the phone number?
351-7677.
Okay. Thank you very much.
We're gonna take
a quick break. We have people on the line. We're gonna get to them as soon as we get back from these messages. Carl Bott, Jerry Sears, Linda is on assignment.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these 4 aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
In the 40s, Reading Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Reading Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Reading with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Reading Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
Is the right
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl Bott, Jerry Sears are here Friday morning.
Good morning.
The time is 7:49. 605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 43 degrees out there. It's going to be nice today, nice tomorrow, but it's going to start raining again on a Sunday, and weather's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call. Locally owned, family operated, discounts for seniors and veterans in there. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service. I can't say enough about Martin and Alliance Heating and Air and his people. All models, all makes of heating and cooling systems. They can provide warranties, guarantees. They work 7 days a week, 24 hours a day if you need them. Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Let's go to the phones. Sally and Mark, both there at the same time?
Oh.
No, just Sally?
Good morning, Mark.
No, I just saw that we had two names down here, Sally and Mark. But
okay.
Anyway, Rally Sally, tell us what's happening tomorrow.
Yes, I would just like to invite all your listeners to come on out and support conservative radio for the North State tomorrow night at Wind River Casino. We are having a fundraiser auction for We the People Radio and Sovereign Minds Radio, which are two radio programs on Sunday morning. It starts at 4:30, and we're going to have guns and lots of other really good stuff on the auction tables, and you can get your tickets at Jones's Fort.
Well, you know, this thing has been, we've got Congressman LaMalfa, I believe, is going to be there.
Yes, Congressman LaMalfa will be there, as well as Mark Baird, who headed up the Siskiyou effort to start separating from the state, and we're going to have Sam Paredes.
Yep, Gun Owners of California.
Yes, Gun Owners of California.
I think Sheriff John Lopey going to make it.
Yes.
See, and then of course we're talking about Jefferson State. This is a night of conservative talk, and the purpose behind this is to support a couple of our shows that we have here on the station that are great shows. But you know, it's not just to support them; they're fine. It's to bring in speakers and to have this fund of money to be able to bring in people to speak at events, to be able to hold events, just like this one and others. So it's a good way to spend an evening. I mean, here's a chance. I know that you all have sold, you haven't sold out yet. I know you've got a lot of people coming though, right?
Yes, we do. But we can make room for some more, and we're always welcome new people to join us.
Okay, so that's tomorrow at 4:30 at the, starting at Wind River, and they can stop by Jones Fort today and get tickets. It's not too late then, right?
$50 for a couple, $30 for single, or you can still purchase a whole table for $400.
All right. We'll see you all down there tomorrow.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for calling. All right.
Bye-bye.
Jerry.
Yes.
We talk about splitting away from, you know, in the state of Jefferson is one thing. But in the right now in the Ukraine – I mean, probably I should, you know, I mean, this is, you know.
Let's not do it that way.
Well, in the Ukraine, the Crimea, people, I don't know if people realize, in the Ukraine is kind of a north and south too. The Crimea belongs to the Ukraine. Well, primarily in the south, they speak Russian. And they identify themselves with Russia, where the north identifies themselves as Ukrainians and to the west. They want to get tighter in with the west. When this thing happened, the prime minister of the Ukraine was overthrown by the people due to a number of decisions he made. Then the Russians stepped in and they went down and took the Crimea ports, which has got everybody excited.
Well, they need those ports.
Well, of course, because then that just makes the Ukraine landlocked. So plus, this is the big thing. Most of the gas and oil pipelines go through the south, through the Crimea.
Correct.
So anyway, Putin has put troops in there, and now the legislators in the Crimea have voted unanimously to secede from Ukraine and rejoin the Russians.
That's right.
Obama, however, has stood up to them and said, "You can't do that."
Well, I don't know why.
They immediately, took a step back and said, Well, no, of course they didn't. They just ignored what he said.
They said who?
Yeah. And so the bottom line here is this, is that the Russian bear is now kind of awake and he's reaching out. He wants these ports. He wants the gas and oil pipelines to go through there. You know, people are saying, wait a minute, you can't do this with Ukraine. However, the Western European Union is not like leaning into this very hard. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But our foreign policy in my, you know.
We have one.
Well, you got to call it something. Foreign policy that we have, I look at it such a failure. The Middle Eastern Spring or whatever that was called.
The Arab Spring.
The Arab Spring.
Yeah.
Look what it's led to. You've got Libya in the throes of who's in charge in Libya. I don't think anybody
Nobody
knows.
But
we lose an ambassador there. And the only thing our State Department can say is, and Hillary Clinton is, what difference does it make?
What difference does it make?
Then you have, you know, Syria, which is still going on. And the Russians stepped in there and took over by saying, oh, well, let's get rid of the chemical weapons. So the Russians took the lead there. Now you've got Egypt, which is the military has taken over again. So much for that. And what did we do on that one except want to send them more planes?
Well, in addition to which, after this goofy agreement with Iran, Russia has made a backdoor deal with Iran to buy all their oil. So regardless of what sanctions the West puts on Iran, Russia is going to be their little...
Money pit.
Their little vendor.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and then, of course, we don't hear about it here, but in the Israeli Jerusalem Post yesterday, the last two days, they intercepted a ship loaded with nukes headed for Hamas. Gee, I wonder where those were going to be used.
Nukes?
Warheads.
Okay. Well,
not nukes, warheads.
Okay, warheads. Okay, when I say nukes, that kind of like, you know, makes my hair stand up, right?
And their point was that Bibi Netanyahu said, okay, so this is what they're doing with what they've got now. What do you think they're going to do with the nukes?
That's the other thing too. Is that and what is Obama's policy toward this? It's telling Netanyahu to you got to be nicer to the Palestinians.
Yeah.
They need their own state. You know, President Obama. You know, we need our own country. You need to strengthen our boundaries, our borders, before you start talking about Israel's and the others. I mean, we still have people pouring across the border. Every day. I mean, this is not a joke. This is just we've deported a lot more. No. There's so many coming through. If you might catch, 10% of them?
Mm.
And to say that we can't enforce our border regs is silly. It's ludicrous. It's not true.
Especially if they're going to pull all the military out. Just keep military funding at a high level and post them on the border. Because, frankly,
the National Guard, they're trying to cut back in the National Guard. You know, right
they're trying
now,
to cut back on everything.
Right now, we are on the cusp. We are right on the edge of destroying our military.
We are.
And I don't, you know, and while there's so
Which
many things going on.
Which will then take our country
on,
down.
I mean, there's so many things going on, you know, with Obamacare, IRS, NSA. I mean, all of these things going on. And this, it's either somebody, nobody's in charge and you've got a bunch of bureaucratic thugs making these decisions or President Obama has completely lost control or he has complete control and says, we're just going to decimate the military. We're just going to take it down till we have the smallest, land forces. And then to read the editorial in the Record Searchlight yesterday. I don't know if you got a chance to do that. Talking about a smaller military, but
yeah.
The one big, by the way, it wasn't written at the Record Searchlight. It came from the Kansas City Journal. So I just, is the Record Searchlight outsourcing their editorials now? They've outsourced a lot of things. I've just wondered. Anyway, but they said you can just, and if we have to reverse this with the military and the number of men and women serving, we can do that. No, you can't. Do you think you can just go out downtown and just grab the first 5,000 men and women you find and say you're going to be soldiers tomorrow?
That's right.
It doesn't work like that.
Well,
if we're to say that, it's so ignorant.
Can I just add something in here?
Sure, we got a minute.
Okay, you remember before the election that hot mic incident where he was patting Putin's knee and going, after the election, I'll have a lot more latitude in these matters?
Yeah.
I don't know. Call me a conspiracy theorist. What's really going on in this country with that man? It just seems to me like undermining the American way and we're circling the drain with him in power.
We have no solution here. I mean, we have all these problems. And what is he doing? And people are still hanging on to him going, oh no, this man is, he's fixed the economy. He's done it. No,
he hasn't.
We are in deep trouble, my friends. And the only thing that can save us is these midterm elections that are happening this year to be able to put in enough people to combat what he's doing to stop this. Even his, how much time? 1 minute. Even his, Department of Justice nominee for the Civil Rights Division.
Oh my gosh.
This guy who, the Democrats even voted against him.
Was a
defender of a convicted cop killer.
Not only that, he protested in rallies against the guy's sentence.
And then you know, all the fraternal orders of police, Philadelphia, everybody, because he killed the guy and killed the policeman in Philadelphia. Even the Democrats voted against him.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is the type of judgment we have there. That's just, I can do anything I want. I can put an ambassador in to Norway who's never been there.
I love that whole hearing on the ambassadors.
We'll be right back. Congressman Doug Emhoff should be calling us. We'll be right back.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
It is day two of the CPAC conference, and Texas Governor Rick Perry among the speakers today. He says conservative governors like himself are leading the nation's economic recovery.
Kicking off the second day of the Conservative Political Action Conference, Perry said he and other Republican governors are seeing positive results by lowering taxes and controlling spending.
It's conservative governors who know the freedom of the individual must come before the power of the state.
By contrast, Perry said Democratic-led states are hurting because of higher taxes and fewer jobs. The Texas governor, who ran for president in 2012, says he's undecided about a 2016 campaign. Greg Clugston, SRN News, at CPAC in National Harbor, Maryland.
Also at SRNNews.com, the speaker for Russia's upper house of parliament has met with the head of the Crimean parliament today to discuss the region's possible accession to Russia. Security analyst and Russian expert Keir Giles says that he thinks Russian authorities have been working on this angle for quite some time.
Our assessment is that this goes back to a meeting of the Russian Security Council, the senior decision-making body for matters of national security, on the 24th of January, after which it appears that intensified planning in the Russian military general staff began to actually launch these operations.
Russia's parliament is planning to review a bill that would effectively make Crimea part of Russia as early as next week. Today's unemployment report could renew hopes that economic growth will accelerate this year. Economist Mark Vintner.
All of the increase was in adult men, and men tend to have more outdoor work than women, and so it's possible that there wasn't as much hiring for activities that were done outside as usual.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average indicating investors seem to be happy with the latest jobless report. The Dow right now is up by about 50 points, and this is SRN News.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Right now, until March 18th, the flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have huge deals going to fit any taste or budget, like quality laminates for an amazing 39 cents a square foot, versatile engineered hardwood for just $1.69, even spectacular Bellawood pre-finished Bolivian rosewood for an incredible $2.99 a square foot. Pick up free samples at hundreds of stores nationwide, plus special financing available and easy professional installation or expert advice for DIYers. But hurry, this sale ends March 18th. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
The International Criminal Court has found Congo militia leader Germain Katanga guilty of war crimes, but acquitted him of sexual offenses.
200 people were killed when rebel forces, many of them child soldiers, rampaged through Bagoro village in the early hours of the morning. According to the prosecutor, some were shot while they slept, while others were cut up with machetes to save bullets. Judges found the 35-year-old Congolese rebel commander guilty of supplying the weapons used to commit the crimes. It was an attack designed to wipe out the entire village.
That's the BBC's Anna Hulligan reporting from The Hague, Netherlands, where the trial is underway today. The Kansas Supreme Court says that the state's current public school funding levels are unconstitutionally low in the much-anticipated ruling. The court said the state's poor school districts were harmed by budget cuts. This is SRN News. Smoking marijuana is legal now in the state of Maryland. Driving under its influence is not. Colorado Department of Transportation Highway Safety Manager Glenn Davis.
Because of marijuana being legal and more readily available, we want to make sure we have a real strong infrastructure in place in case there are any impaired driving challenges from it.
And since the new legal use of marijuana kicked in at the first of the year, police say about half the people they pull over for DUI were using marijuana. Authorities in Los Angeles say it is miraculous that a blind man escaped injury of any kind after falling onto the tracks and having a train roll over him. Speaking to KNBC-TV in Los Angeles, witness Christopher Patello says he saw the man lying on the track.
I walked up to the person. I was trying to get the person on videotape, and I said, "Are you okay? Are you okay?" over and over, and the person said, "No."
Meanwhile, a spokeswoman for the Los Angeles Fire Department says the man had no obvious injuries, but he was taken to a hospital as a precaution. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is on assignment this morning, but I have Jerry Sears.
Hello.
Jerry.
Hello.
You know, it is 8:06 in the morning, 605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and the chat room is going at it with each other and with, you know, talking about a lot of things here, State of Jefferson and all those things, of course. And let's start off our show with Chris Lassondock, a great way to start off our show, our Wells Fargo advisor. Hey, Chris, good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Well, we're an hour and a half or so into the last trading session of the week, and the markets are mixed. Where currently the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 4 points at 16,418. The S&P 500 adding 1 point at 1878, while the NASDAQ Composite's down 31 points at 4320. Volume on the New York Stock Exchange is 219 million shares. Looking at some of the more popular issues over on the NASDAQ, Cisco Systems down 15 cents at 21.67, Intel's up a penny at 24.64, Apple down $3.76 at 526.99, and Facebook down $1.24 at 69.60. Of local interest, PG&E down 53 cents at 42.22, Safeway's down $1.01 at 38.46, and North Valley Bank up 25 cents at 23.60. In the bond market, the 10-year U.S. government bond is priced to yield 2.79%. The 2-year Treasury is yielding 0.37. Oil's up $1.17 a barrel at 102.73, and precious metals are lower, with gold down $15.44 an ounce at 13.35.30. Silver's down 60 cents an ounce at 20.84. This is Chris Lassondack at the Rating Office of Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Chris, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday right here at KCNR at 708-808-908 in the morning. You know, they're up early. They're there finding out what's happening. If you want to talk to somebody about retirement planning, and no, it's not too late to start retirement planning, talk to the experts. Talk to our Wells Fargo Advisors. Give them a call at 243-7561. Set up an appointment. Head on down to Park Marina Drive. Wells Fargo Advisors. Jerry Sears, of course, is joining me today. And Jerry, what's the weather?
The weather looks good today. Mostly sunny with a high near 72. Partly cloudy this evening with a low around 47. Tomorrow you can expect partly sunny with a high near 72 and a low around 50. Our good friend the rain will be back on Sunday with a high near 61. And I'm going to segue into Carl's Sleep Number commercial by telling you, before you climb into your Sleep Number bed, be sure to set your clocks forward 1 hour on Saturday night.
Oh, that's right. But you know what? With my number of 35, I sleep well. And Linda sleeps great, too, and her number is 40. Well, and the idea being is, that's right, if we have to spring forward, so we lose an hour of sleep. But you know what? Mm-hmm. When you sleep well, how much is a good night's sleep worth? Well, frankly, you know, it's worth a lot to me, and because of the hours we keep, the things we do, and having to get up every day early, having two or three events on the weekends, and then, but so it's important that we sleep. And why not sleep on a bed made in the United States, has a guarantee, and lets you sleep in the firmness you want because of the dual air technology. And not only that, but now the new All Sleep Number Classic Series Queen mattresses are starting at only $699. Now, these things are guaranteed. As Trish Clark comes on, she says she uses, you know, she's had hers for over 10 years and never had a problem with it.
That sounds fabulous.
It is. It is fabulous. And you know what? People don't realize it until you get down there to the store in the Target Shopping Center, and you head on over there and you talk to Brian or you talk to Janice, and you have them, you lay down on the mattress, and they show you how it works, how it's been clinically proven to relieve back pain or improve sleep quality. And again, Queen Mattress is starting at $699, and right now you can save $400 on the lowest price ever on the popular Sleep Number P5 bed. So, Sleep Number, head on down there, see Brian and Janice. I guarantee you, you will sleep better. We have slept better ever since we had this. Okay, we have our Congressman Doug LaMalfa is on the line. Congressman, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, Congressman, did you hear that Bruce Ross is no longer working at the Record Searchlight?
I did hear that little tidbit, yes.
And he's gone to work for Brian Daly, our assemblyman here.
That was an interesting move, wasn't it?
I'm not going to ask for more comments than that. That was pretty good. Congressman, what's going on? There's so many things coming down the pike here that we're seeing that's happening back in Sacramento. Actually, I'm seeing bipartisan support against Obama and against President Obama in a lot of things. Is this something that's just going to continue?
Well, you know, Obamacare still dominates a lot of the news once we get our, you might call it, day-to-day stuff. It's always that whack-a-mole keeps popping back up, and it pops up inconvenient for the president. So we're seeing that yet another – the president himself has attempted to do another delay on it, which in a bizarre way we agree with. But we want to, if not repeal the entire thing and start with something that works, at least to delay the entire mandate on everybody. So a recent move was made to delay the impact of the taxes that come from the Obamacare that would kick in. And so we had even bipartisan support from the Democrats in the House the other day on the bill to partially fix in that direction. So, you know, there's a lot of Democrats, whether they're looking at election year politics or they're looking at what's actually good for the people, that they've been supporting our delays and repeal votes as well. And so that's the reality of this thing. And the president, it's really bizarre, the behavior of the president. The White House is that he knows to do the delay, so he wants to do it by executive order, you know, with his pen and his phone, I guess. But when the House, the Republicans in the House, want to put that into code because it's a law and you have to take legislative action to change a law, then he vetoes it. So it's a really bizarre sense that kind of a Jekyll and Hyde thing. Want to do it, but basically what he wants to do is do it more like an imperial regime instead of the process we have where our Constitution calls for the House to pass legislation and then the President would sign or veto.
Well, you know, Congressman, you know, by the way, Jerry Sears is with me today as my co-host, and we've been talking about a lot of these decisions that the president has been making. We can't figure it out. You know, is there just a possibility to say, no, you know what, we're going to let this play out just the way it is right now, Mr. Obama, and we're going to watch it fail in the next year instead of, this is almost working. Can this work in his favor by delaying it after the election?
Well, if they distort, and this is what we hear, they say, oh, well, you know, 6 or 7 million people will be signed up by X date. Well, there's 310 million people in the country that, to some extent or another, would like to have health insurance that works for them. And they're actually all happy when they have hit a 3 or 4 million mark. And yet the disaster you're seeing, you know, time and time again, people that thought they were going to get a good deal with this new Obamacare plan, then they actually get the bill for it. Some people thought they were getting it for free, and they find out there's a bill for it. And so there's a lot of harsh realities that come with this. You know, businesses that aren't expanding, people being cut down to part-time from full-time jobs that are just going out of existence. And then when you get beyond that side of it, you get to the area of jobs. Again, jobs are disappearing, but also the doctors, the people that would provide the health care, are, if they're close to retirement, they're opting to go ahead and go for retirement. And a lot of people that, a lot of doctors and physicians that would be in the system are opting not to be in the system. Like, I think 70% of them are, we're hearing, are choosing not to take Medi-Cal, Medicare, Medicaid patients. And so,
Congressman, can I interrupt you?
Where do they go?
Can I interrupt you for a moment? One of the things that I was wondering about is with his new plan to push this thing forward again, how does he address the people that have already lost their coverage? I'm talking about the people with cancer that are no longer eligible for their treatment, people that are dying and are going to be dead by the time this thing is sorted out because they can't go to their regular doctors, they can't seem to find care that they can afford. Has he got some kind of a contingency for these poor folks?
Well, what do you think when they have websites that don't even work to get people signed up months ago?
Yeah.
There really doesn't seem to be. They're getting caught in this bind. For a while, they were asking insurance companies, hey, just cover them anyway, and we'll get back to you.
Right. So that's going to happen.
It really, I mean, in a sensible world, you would just park this thing and implement what we had before, which wasn't perfect, but it worked for a lot of people, and then start drilling down on the problem area of what has been wrong with our health insurance system.
Well, it's damaged so many
people
now.
The people that are uninsured, the people that are uninsurable.
How do you undo the damage? How do you undo the damage, though? Because, you know, these insurance companies, I mean, some of these people, let's face it, in the risk category, they were receiving probably $1 million a year in care, and now the insurance companies have dumped them off because of their crappy plans, so to speak. And how are these, what is he going to say? You got to take them back now? I mean, there's so many little unintended consequences to this thing that, and there's going to be more. I just worry about those folks that are in need of care, that are already sick, that have been kicked off their plans, and are probably going to be dead by the time the thing is sorted out because they're not getting adequate care.
Yeah, ask our veterans how well that's worked for them.
Yeah.
In fact, we need to take a break because you just sent us something about some employees that had they've been found to have destroyed records on purpose.
No.
Yes, and but we'll talk about that as soon as we get back. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMoffa. I'm here with Jerry Sears. Linda's on assignment today. It is 8:17 in the morning. The time is, and we'll be right back.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us, 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Hi, I'm Andrea Abraham. My husband Dilgesh and I drew up this business on paper napkins on the island of Cyprus 5 years ago. And now we've opened our furniture store in the heart of downtown Reading, Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects. We're so excited to be here. We have brought artisan furniture and whimsical gifts from around the world. Please come by and see us. You can call us 361-6727 or visit us online, indwellinghome.com. Indwelling Furniture and Art Objects, 1760 California Street, where dreamers come.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
This is awesome, Uncle Vince.
Are you ready to make your first Mary's delivery?
Yeah, what are we delivering?
You can order anything off Mary's menu for delivery. So we have spaghetti with meatballs, tortellini, bruschetta, chicken parmigiana, gnocchi.
Shh. Eyes on the road. Hands at 10 and 2.
10 and 2?
Test the horn.
I'm not going to test the horn.
Horn check.
Thanks for testing the horn. It works.
How's the engine temperature?
It's fine.
Maybe I should check on the meatballs, in case they're rolling around back there.
No.
This is a pretty nice car. This isn't your car, is it?
Yeah, this is my car.
Really? Huh. Wow, wouldn't have guessed that.
Original recipes, original shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional. Or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment today. Jerry Sears is sitting in with me. The time is 8:20 in the morning. Our phones are 605-4567 and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 46 degrees out there today. It's going to be a nice day. And this portion of the show brought to you by Orchard Nutrition, the North State's nutrition experts with the largest selection of natural foods and supplements in Northern California.
Love that place.
In-store deli. Yeah, you know what? You can, because people are great there. Four nutritionists on the staff to assist you. Classes on health and diet. They have raw foods, organic foods. They have things that you will never find anywhere else, because Joe believes in supporting our community. They're located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. Of course, Amazing Foods for Life, the gluten-free mixes they have there that started right here in Reading with Vicki and her husband, has swept through California and is now heading east as fast as it can possibly go, because it is great food, gluten-free. Orchard Nutrition, your center for a healthy lifestyle. Our guest is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. And, Congressman, we have a caller for a question for you. Charles, good morning. Do you have a question for the Congressman?
I'm not sure if this is a comment or a question. It has to do with this, the situation in the Ukraine shows us what can happen potentially when you give up even a part of your national sovereignty in exchange for, economic assistance. They found that out 18 years after the fact, but here we're being confronted with with the question of whether we should give up our part of our national sovereignty by possibly agreeing to the Trans-Pacific Partnership and its sister document, the Transatlantic Trade and Investment Partnership. And if so-called fast track is signed into law before then what's going to happen is those two documents are going to be, it's going to be a 60-day up or down vote, and we're going to be told, well, you have to sign it before you can read it. Gee, that sounds familiar.
Been there, done that.
I mean, this is not a time for us to be, giving up any more of our national sovereignty.
Yeah.
You need to be very, 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 how many more times can I say, very careful.
Okay, Charles. Did you pick up on that, Congressman? Could you hear him okay?
I did. We're tracking this, these trade agreements, these, fast tracking and what's being discussed there. And we're not terribly interested in doing the fast track version and giving that much more autonomy to the White House. I mean, look at all the examples of how well that's working right now. We think that, these, any trade agreements that are made need to be brought back to the People's House or the Senate to have some kind of input by us out here on the ground that have, we have, you know, all these different states and different districts with different ideas and needs and things that we have input into our national economy. And so if we're just handing the president, no matter who he or she is, this power, we're kind of usurping the role that the House and the Senate should have in forming and helping shape these. So we're not going to fast track it. Any trade agreement should come past us, and it needs to be good for America and its sovereignty. Now, you bring up Ukraine. I had the interesting evening a couple nights ago of going and spending time with the Georgian embassy. Georgia, one of the territories that used to be in the Soviet Union and is its own country now. They've been partially influenced, kind of like where you're seeing the partial takeover in Ukraine by Russia after the Soviet states broke up.
Right.
And they don't like it much, and so they're good, solid people. They want to lean towards the West and be, you know, join in with NATO and join in with the European Union, or at least on a trade basis. They want to westernize themselves. So if we're able to help accomplish that with Ukraine and Georgia and places like that, that helps the whole free world there. And you see Putin trying to muscle his way back into those areas because they're still mad over the Soviet breakup of just a few years ago. And, you know, what Ronald Reagan started in the 80s was ultimately with the wall coming down and the breakup of the Soviet states. The Politburo, the old regime there, they haven't forgotten and they haven't given up on that. Now they, you know, and they're looking at a weak United States right now as an opportunity to do that. You know, a White House that doesn't have much of a clue on how we should assert ourselves in international affairs. And so,
you know,
take advantage of that. Iran will take advantage of it. China will take advantage of that.
Well, they have. And then this kind of leads to when you talk about our foreign affairs policy, and now we're looking at the dismantlement of our military. I hope that Congress recognizes what's happening here and the Senate recognizes what's happening to our military, because the Chinese are launching an aircraft carrier every year in the fleet that goes with them. And we're downsizing to the smallest size before World War II. And there's people out there that literally think we can take people off the shelf later on when we need them. And now you've got Russia moving in to the Crimea. The Chinese are beating their chest. I mean, is this some kind of weird nobody knows what's going on, or is this some kind of even worse? Is this a plan that's going on?
You hate to be all conspiratorial.
I know.
You have to wonder if it's a plan, because hardly anything is being done by the federal government, if it's in control of the administration, makes any sense. Whether you're talking, you know, our resource practices, the way administrators and regulators are being unleashed on an economy. Do we want the economy to grow again? You don't do it by unleashing the EPA with making more regulations to go out and nickel and dime people to death. And then our military readiness. We need it even more than ever right now. And then Hagel, you know, like, that's why Secretary Hagel was so strongly opposed when the Senate was taking him up as the new secretary. And what do you get? You get Harry Reid getting rid of the 60-vote requirement, the so-called nuclear option, and knocking it down to 51 for a bunch of these other appointments. And so this is really, I hate to say it, but looking more and more like an imperial presidency than one that is respecting constitutionally. So I hope the American people will wake up to this stuff and go back and look at their civics and see how the government is supposed to work and how hard freedom has been fought for, and watch it slipping away right now with this just
with what, you know, there's rumors. There was rumors. I don't know if you heard this one or not, Congressman, but rumors that one of the chiefs of staff might resign over what's happening up there at the Pentagon. Have you heard that?
Rumors fly, but it wouldn't surprise me that somebody that has just tolerated for as long as he or she could would finally say, you know what, I got to get off this thing and go talk to it. Kind of like Gates did with his book a little bit here.
Yeah.
You know, getting out there, and Robert Gates, I think I haven't read the book. I've heard excerpts of it.
He's
really laying it out there on what is going on here. So, American people, you got to wake up.
Well, don't you think that
politics, but it's just what works. Yes, ma'am.
don't you think that Putin has been nothing but emboldened by our demilitarization policy of our president?
Which country? I didn't hear the first word. What country did you say?
Putin. Don't you think that all all this aggressiveness that we're seeing from him, I believe, is the result of the fact that he knows we're not going to do a darn thing about it. You know, we're pulling out of regions all over the world. We are scaling down our military, and he would rather have his people starving. I mean, we saw Sochi. We saw the Olympics. What a wonderful country that was. That was supposed to be the shining light on Russia as a great superpower. They're not a superpower. Their people live in abysmal conditions, but they do have, they're building up their military. They have all these backdoor agreements with Iran for oil. And now we are scaling back our military, which only tells him, hey, the world is free for the taking. All I have to do is move in. And he's ruthless. He is ruthless.
You're absolutely right. You know, the Russians won a couple more gold medals with it than we did in the Olympics, I guess, as countries. And as soon as they got that over with, it's off to the races. They're feeling full of themselves. They're looking at a lack of leadership here and the lack of the will to maintain what we need. We certainly can't go back to pre-Pearl Harbor military size at this critical juncture in international affairs. And so it's going to cost money. It's going to be tough. And it's still asking a lot of our people that are serving in the military. You know, we need to create an atmosphere where more people want to come into it. And so with the terrible way our veterans are being treated in many cases by VA with their getting their claims solved and, these games being played with pensions and all that, if we don't keep the promises there, why is anybody going to bother to sign up?
Congressman, we have to take a quick break here. And I'd like to talk.
I'm going to have to leave here pretty quick as well, too.
Okay, well, look, let me get the one last thing in here is on the VA. I got something that was sent to me, I believe it was by your office, that two employees had destroyed 1,800 records of veterans.
Between the fire in St. Louis some years ago and then this sort of thing going on, records are being hidden, records are being destroyed. There's a lot more that needs to be done top to bottom with VA. We got our little glad hand meeting we had a few weeks ago with some of the other Congress members, and I don't really believe much of what they're doing there at the top level. Now, this is not to indict a lot of good people that are working at the ground level helping folks, but going from the top down, there's a lot of problems, and they're just trying to gloss over a lot of this. So, yeah, I'm not surprised again by this. Government is dysfunctional at so many levels because there's not anybody really wanting to have the accountability. Again, the administration is the one that appoints a lot of these people, these secretaries, these department heads, and it flows downhill from there. I mean, the IRS is Lerner took the fifth the other day. No wonder Daryl Issa just shut down the meeting. You know, forget about it. So thankfully, this coming year, you know, here in 2014, we now have an appropriations process because we passed that budget last December, which a lot of unpretty things happened with that budget. We all know that. But what it did lock in is that we're going to have an appropriation process where the 12 different phases of the national budget are going to be right there in the spotlight, and every line item hopefully will be justified or not. And defunding the IRS, who's going to put in place Obamacare, and enforce Obamacare, is going to be a key element we're looking at when that phase comes up in the appropriations process. So that's how we can finally attack this thing. That's why I supported that midterm in December, because we have the tools, I think, if we're willing to execute them, and we can, and not get caught up in, you know, whatever rhetoric comes flying from the left that says we're mean or evil for doing that. We're going to execute on those.
Do you have time for one question, or do you have to run?
Sure, I can. I don't.
Okay. Dave, you have a question for the congressman. Hello, Dave? Dave?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, do you have a question for the congressman?
I do. Hello?
Yeah, you're on, Dave. Ask
the
question.
Thank you very much. My question is, I hear the congressman LaMotta say, you know, I hope the American people wakes up. I hope the American people wakes up. And my question is, you know what? We're not back there right now. You know, we can wake up come November, and elect new people back there, but right now our congressmen are back there, and I don't see what you guys are doing. The administration is running circles around you. The law was shoved down our, the Obamacare law was shoved down our throat with the zero Republican votes, and now he's in the White House just changing the votes however he wants, or changing the law however he wants. And the only reason why he's postponing all this stuff, and everybody knows it, is to get it out past the elections, because he knows what a failure this thing is, and we keep funding it. I just don't understand it. And we have, like you said, Congressman LaMalfa, you know, with Lerner, she was up there, she pleads the fifth, she gives her statement. First of all, she gives her statement, and then she pleads the fifth, and you pleads the fifth, and you have all these lawyers back there that say, hey, you know, once you make a statement, you give up your right to the fifth, and then she walks all over them. Why is, rather than shut down the committee, why isn't she in jail?
Hey, Dave, let's let Congressman answer this, because he's got to run here. But those are all great questions, and I think that, you know, the Congressman has addressed some of them. But Doug, what do you have to say?
Under the separation of powers, we have certain limitations as what we can do to the executive. So when I say the people need to wake up, they need to be asking questions as well, sending those letters in. And, you know, let's say take water storage for a minute. You need to be writing to your U.S. senators. We talk to them, but the U.S. senators don't listen to us all the time. They listen to the public. On this situation here with Lerner, we have limited powers to subpoena, and then at some point a special prosecutor has to come in and start handling this. Will the Department of Justice, will the White House support a special prosecutor? Will they cave to the pressure from the public on that? If you want to get to direct information from us, we're happy to supply it. So get on our email newsletter. Go find us at lamalfa.house.gov, and we will answer your questions as best as we can and get you that information. You know, I try and put out as much information as I can to the public. I'm not here to, you know, try and hide what we're doing back there. We have these telephone town halls we do. We did two different ones this week, the two different halves of the district, and you can listen in on that if you want to sign up for it. But, you know, go to our website, contact us on how you can be in our information stream, and if that isn't enough, we will gladly supply more, because we want people to be informed. We want, it's the public I look at as a partner in this thing to help us push back in Washington, because I don't like what's going on, and a more informed public that's willing to dig in, because, you know, I can help lead the horse to the water, but I can't make it drink.
Yeah. Well, I think the horse is got its nose in the water now, and in another few months, the whole horse is going to be in the water. With what's going on, I think people have, you know, just by looking at the opinion polls and what, you know, and starting to see a bipartisan votes against him. And then now the comedians are going after him. I think that in, this year, that the people that want to oppose what he's doing are going to be able to, take back the Senate and, keep the House in the Republican hands.
But the prospects for the Senate look better every day. It was going to be a tough deal the whole time, but the odds increase a little bit. We have a great guy running in Colorado now, which was not in play before a couple weeks ago. So, and unfortunately, it takes an election year to get some of the Dems off the dime and say, look, this Obamacare isn't working, and, you know, maybe they'll start asking more questions about our military readiness with what Hagel is proposing. And
this is terrible. This is terrible, Doug. I'm telling you, what they're proposing in these changes, this is, you know, unless you're going to bring back the draft, you're going to have a problem here in the next 5 years. And
well, we don't want to, nobody wants to cause that to happen. And so we've had a pretty good incentive program for people that want to join the military if we keep the promise to them. And so, you know, we've moved to restore the pension that was unfortunately part of the bargain previous on, and we want to make sure that continues to happen. But we got to have the VA perform just one heck of a lot better than what it is. And I'm trying to use tame words here on the radio for you here.
Yeah, I know.
But, you know, it's offensive what they're getting away with the records. We have a measure to have a records kind of recreation act back there that's because of the files that got burned years ago, that veterans shouldn't have to prove everything just because the government lost them.
Yeah.
So we want to have an opportunity that, you know, we're going to have a little bit of trust and, you know, build a little background kind of create a file and do it swiftly rather than, you know, the veteran having to prove everything. You know, a veteran went in probably at 18 years old, a lot of cases. They don't have a filing system. They don't have an attorney to help them when they're 18 until they're get out of the service to say, you better do this, otherwise your government's going to try and screw you out of that.
Mm.
So, you know, it's normal folks, and we should be there to help them. So,
just scandalous.
Do you have any thoughts on the drought that we're having out here? Even though we've had a lot of water, but we're still in this terrible drought we have.
Well, I'm concerned at the state level what they are up to with going after groundwater and usurping people's rights to use groundwater, their own water right, as well as the surface water as well. Now we're looking really hard at how we're going to address surface storage here. We're going to be proposing very soon legislation to move farther ahead on the Sites Reservoir just west of where I live here, as well as, and this is what we need to hear from people within your radio range too, Carl. The Shasta Dam raise is getting a lot of momentum. It can't happen overnight, but it's a push. You know, one of the Democrat legislators from down in the valley and Senator Feinstein are really championing this. And this is in my backyard, Congressman. So I'm interested in it, but if it's going to go forward, it has to address the need of the locals there. We have the marinas, we have the visitation, the whole tourist industry that's supporting there. We have some cultural issues that are important that they be addressed. So I'm ahead of this thing that if we're going to have the discussion, that we need to have the locals' issues and concerns, you know, the caverns, all that, are somehow met and mitigated, or whether it's even practical, because everybody knows we need more water, need vastly more water storage in the state. Raising Shasta Dam anywhere from 18 feet is one proposal. Auburn Dam is one. Sites Reservoir is one. Raising the ones farther down the valley or creating more. These are all ideas on the table, but for our backyard here, if the Shasta Dam, which it is getting a lot more discussion during this drought, and this is from the Democrat side of the aisle.
Yeah.
But we don't want something just forced upon us that doesn't mitigate or is have our local concerns addressed, too.
And also, so, doesn't their plan involve the federal government, which then adds more layers of bureaucracy in getting it done?
Well, if the feds are legislating, there's going to be involvement. So it's going to be federal, and you have a state water bond that may or may not be voted on this year. It's not much of a water bond. It has $3 billion in storage and $8 billion worth of other stuff. So, and including still in that water bond is the removal of the Klamath dams up there that produce hydroelectric power.
Right.
So there's a lot of moving parts to this thing, and certainly no perfect solution. We think, let's just address water storage, spend money towards that, and all this other fluff that's been done in 10 other bonds in the past. Leave that aside, because this is the crisis we have. And again, we're submitting a request to the president to stop the high-speed rail funding with that stimulus money he has sitting in a pot and flip that over to building water storage, water supply for our state.
Wouldn't that be wonderful?
It'd make a little more sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, this high-speed rail never made any sense. I know you're fighting that when you were here. Hey, Congressman, thank you so much. I know
thanks for staying on.
I know you had to run about 10 minutes ago, but thanks for staying on with us.
Also, well, glad to speak with you and try and.
Now, you're going to be here tomorrow night. You're going to be here tomorrow night at Wind River. I think you're going to be speaking tomorrow night in the We the People Sovereign Minds.
We'll be stopping by for that, yes, sir.
You bet.
It'll be good, and I hope I get my voice back here a little bit more. I'm still battling this creepy crud that's following me back and forth on the plane, but we'll get there.
Honey and lemon. Natural honey. Okay, thanks a lot, Congressman.
Plus rice, too.
Lots of rice.
Lots of rice. Congressman Doug Emhoff has been our guest. Thanks a lot, Congressman. This portion of the show has been brought to you by Indwelling, a great furniture store located at 1760 California Street. It's a different type of furniture. Andrea Abraham are the owners of this, and what a great store. Linda just loves it every time she goes in there. It's something you're looking for, that eclectic type of furniture, the great types of furniture you're not going to find anywhere around here. You have to go down to the, maybe the larger areas of the state. Indwelling. Give them a call, 361-6727, 1760 California Street. We'll be right back after these messages.
Hey, this is your pipe talking. Don't put that baby wipe down the toilet. Didn't you know that disposable doesn't always mean flushable? Cleaning wipes and baby wipes do not dissolve and get stuck in poor old sewer pipes like me. And I get backed up. Please, throw used wipes in the trash so I can continue to breathe and not clog your sewer pumping equipment. You know the cost to hire a plumber to unclog me typically ranges from $75 to $350? And that doesn't include the time it takes you to clean up the sewage that may have backed up. So pass the word on to everyone who cleans your home or business, too.
Be kind to your plumbing and remember, wipes clog pipes. Throw used wipes in the trash. In addition to wipes, kitchen grease, kitty litter, plastic, and latex items can all clog pipes and should be bagged or contained and placed in the trash. A public education project by Reading Municipal Utilities. For questions or more details, call 224-6068.
Lorraine was an avid hiker until a tumble led to a painful compression fracture in her back. Her doctor sent her to MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center to undergo kyphoplasty. The minimally invasive procedure took less than an afternoon, and Lorraine felt immediate relief from the pain. She was back on the trail a month later, leading the way up the mountain. MD Imaging's Vascular and Interventional Center offers the latest surgical advancements to keep you a step ahead.
Hey parents, it's prom season, and as you know, it can drain your budget. Do what fiscally responsible people do and use the Frugal Dame. You can rent a beautiful dress and tuxedo for just $150. And if Western is your thing, Frugal Dame has Western wear hats and boots. Call 999-3020 to make your appointment. That's 999-3020. Check out thefrugaldame.com and make your appointment today. That's 999-3020. The Frugal Dame.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Reading sports fans, you are in for a treat this Friday night. Age-old crosstown rivals, the Shasta Wolves and the Enterprise Hornets, going at it on the basketball court in the Boys Division III Northern Section Championship game. Live coverage brought to you by Muse Concrete starts at 7:30 p.m. on Friday night, Shasta and Enterprise. Join yours truly, Nate Abarea, right here on Reading's radio home for local sports, KCNR 1460.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, Linda's on assignment today, but Jerry Sears is here. The time is 8:47. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. 50 degrees out there. Nice day. Weather always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. I love that. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off Athens Avenue. Great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. Man's last stronghold. It's the Cheers of barbershops. I'm heading down there today. We have Roberta is on the line. Roberta, good morning. You have some hints for not losing your records, right?
Well, yes. My husband was a veteran, and we always got copies of every visit to the VA clinic, every consultation with any of the specialists there. And so we had our own file, and I hope veterans will, if they're not doing that, that they will start doing it. But they need to request it at the time of their visit.
I think you're right, because, you know, when I got out of the service, I took my health record, and they give it to you, really. They give you your health record because they've got, suppose they've got copies someplace. Because I came back into the service, you know, so they set up another health record for me, so I have those. But I keep those with me, and I also, any of the other records, you're absolutely right. You know, you need to take care of yourself, because the bureaucracy is so thick, so big, and people are there, and they don't care. I mean, a lot of them do care, but a lot of them don't care. They're getting pushed here, pushed there, and they'll just dump things, which is what happened with these two people that dumped 1,800 records, just destroyed them. They found them out in the woods. They burned some of them. They deleted them because it would, you know, because they weren't working fast enough, then they would get a bonus for taking care of all these records. They just deleted.
That's
so horrible. You're absolutely right, Roberta. You got to take care of yourself.
Well, back in 1977, I think it was, I was on the board at French Gulf School, and I tried to prevent the hiring of a new principal, and I was not successful. And so the first thing he did was take the school records out and put them in the dump.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Luckily, somebody found them.
Well, you know, there's people out there that, you know, they are more of a danger, you know, to us than, you know, but they've been hired, and it's difficult to fire them sometimes. Anyway, Roberta, thanks a lot. Have a great weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Tomorrow, we got that big dinner going on at Wind River. There's a lot of things going on. You got Festa Italiana going on. You got the, turkey event. You got the We the People Sovereign Minds at Wind River starts at 4:30. You can go in there. I think they start serving around 6:30 that day, but you can go around and see all the different guns and stuff they have in raffles. And then Festa Italiana just is having a great dinner, dancing, comedian, all that kind of stuff. Everything's going on tomorrow. We have some things to give away though.
We do. We have two tickets to the Riverfront Playhouse. They're presenting their new play, Doubt, a Parable by John Patrick Stanley. And if you'd like to go, we can give you these two tickets for Wednesday, March 19th at 7:30 p.m.
That's our media night, and we'll be there, or somebody from KCNR will be there, so you get to meet one of our producers or us.
So if you'd like to win these tickets, just call in on our line.
605-4567. First caller gets two tickets to the drama. It's going to be on March the 19th at 7:30.
And note, latecomers will be seated at appropriate time.
That's right. And these are like $20 tickets. So, and like I said, you can join us there for that night, for media night. 605-4567. Okay. Hey, listening to the congressman or listening to the comments, Jerry, what do you think?
Well, I think we're in a lot of we're circling the drain in terms of world esteem. Obviously, nobody's afraid of us anymore. And you know, one of the things I wanted to ask you, Carl, about the vets is there any kind of advocacy for these poor disabled vets who are too sick to be digging around looking for records that someone's burned? Is there any sort of an advocacy service?
There is. You get American Legion, you get VFW, you have AMVETS. All these, you know, these are all people that stand up for the veterans. And in fact, all these organizations are down at the VA clinic. Or used to be, is that when people came in to do their, you know, came in to be seen, is that these organizations help them.
Okay.
Help them with their paperwork. And I tell you what, Doug Amalfa has done a lot. He and his people have gone down to Oakland. And I tell you what, it's caused some of them to get out of the VA, because they know what's going to happen next. There's going to probably be indictments.
Yes.
On these things, the way they're handling the records of deny, until they die type of thing.
Right.
But the AMVETS, the American Legion, you know, the MOAA, I mean, all of these are veterans organizations that are, you know, that help this. Now, is it perfect? No, there's still people that fall through the cracks all
course.
The time, unfortunately. The only thing you can do is, we have on our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer down here too, Bob Dunlap, another great asset to have, you know, for people to go down and see them if they're having problems with the, you know, with their paperwork or their records. The other thing too is that, you know, so much of it depends on the 214. A DD-214 is the piece of paper you get when you get out of the service that says where you've served, what your discharge is, you know, honorable or whatever, the awards you have won, and kind of it's an official record that's accepted by everybody. And people sometimes lose their DD-214. Well, you can just go online and, with the government
off.
And they will provide you another one. You can just pull it right off. You've got to answer questions and they will mail it to you.
That's fabulous.
It is, because you need that 214 to do a lot of things when it comes to the, when it comes to government. But going down just to the VA clinic and signing up, and they'll help you find that 214. And getting just into the VA clinic's records and being able to access some of the care there. Cause veterans, a lot of veterans don't realize how much assistance there is that they have earned. Not that they're owed, but what they've earned in their time in, whether they were in combat or not.
My dad was a disabled vet, so I agree 100%. And all you vets returning home that have issues, make sure that you take advantage of what Carl's talking about here. There's a lot of services for you, and you go in and get those.
You know, one of the things here wanted to talk about this week was, you know, when you start talking about the money that isn't filtering its way down to the counties and the cities. And yet they want more coming in. They're asking for more.
Well, there is that train.
But they're asking for more money. From the counties, when we get in, especially in the CalPERS, it's going to be another percentage point, or it's going to be another $5 million.
Well, right.
If we make, say we have a surplus of $2 million because, you know, we finally are starting to turn around, the state's going to take it back for CalPERS. At the same time, I'm looking at AB 109.
Mm-hmm.
When is it going to be that AB 109, part of this is that the state is pushing money down or filtering money down here. So that we can take care of the extra criminals and felons,
right?
Putting them through programs and all this. Well, that money has come down, but what happens when it's delayed?
What happens when it's delayed is our county ends up footing the bill temporarily. I mean, you have some really bad arbitrage going on there with the state.
It's going to be is that we're talking about building a new jail facility. Okay, that's going to take, I think, 80 beds. But, you know, as the sheriff says, oh, we ought to fill that up in a week.
Yeah.
A week.
Yeah.
Maybe 2 weeks. You know, we have, with the things that are going on, you know, the crime rate. Well, if you look at national news and some of the naysayers around here, oh, it's horrible. But yet we still have a crime rate that's gone up 50%. And Rob Paletti will tell you that, you know, with AB 109. And the fact is that people are getting their houses broken into. They're getting
their cars
broken into. And burglaries there, maybe not strong arm robberies. But there are a lot of burglaries out there.
It's a cost to the community. And part of the problem is, and I know this because I talked recently to a judge about it, part of the problem is the fact that guy comes in, goes before the judge, they set his court date, he, you know, is released ROR, off he goes back out into the community. Well, before that court date comes around, he will have committed probably 3 or 4 more crimes because we have nowhere to put them. So they're not going to go to jail for these larceny crimes, these petty larceny or theft.
Where they just come in and take all the tools out of your garage.
They're just going to go and then they're going to the flea market and selling all this merchandise to pay for whatever habit it is they have to support. But I think a good example of that was the most wanted bust that happened a couple of weeks ago. One guy had 11 court dates. He had 11 warrants out from his court dates, and then now he's got another beef with this bust. There was another guy that had 3, so then he had another. So between 2 individuals, we had a total of 17 warrants for their arrest. So it's a lot of the same guys just doing the same stuff over and over again, and we're not taking them off the street.
Well, it's got to be serious enough to do that. I mean, because we've got other people with more serious raps but the thing is that they're out there and they're causing a change in our culture. No matter how good our police is or how good our sheriffs are, there's just only so much room. And I need to think we really need to take a look at what's your first priority. And this is going to come up when the people are running for office. What's your first priority here? If it's a bridge over the river because or to add another park, guess what? You're not getting my vote.
Not
it
mine either.
It better be something about keeping us safe.
Well, you know, we used to have Crystal Creek Con Camp, and we also had Job Corps for at-risk youth where we could deploy these people mm-hmm. on these small beefs, and they could work off their debt to society on road gangs, et cetera, et cetera. We all know that there's not enough money to go around to help our infrastructure, so why can't we reinstitute some of these old things?
You would think so, because that costs money, too. And so, anyway, hey, this portion of the show has been brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Can't say enough about Leonard and his associates. They're the only trained watch repairman in town. Diamonds, state jewelry, you name it, he has it. Really good prices, fair and honest. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive. Jerry Sears, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I wish you all could see Jerry. That her husband performed combat first aid this morning on her eye. And you can tell that this is a tough guy and who has had to slap dressings on sucking chest wounds because Jerry came in after poking herself in the eye with a
mascara wand.
Well, and so her Ed, you know what? We're gonna take a picture of this and try and put it on Facebook, my friends, because he's put a gauze pad over her eye, which is good, but then he covered it with a bright yellow duct tape. Is that?
That's right.
Is that what
it
is?
You know, I had to put my foot down at the camouflage, so he said, okay, is this blingy enough for you, baby?
Well, I would have kind of liked I think I would have liked the camouflage, frankly. I mean, it was, you know, it fits more into what, you know, we're seeing here today.
That's right, darn it.
Hey, now, tomorrow we've got all these great shows, and we're followed by Agenda 21, and then, of course, the Dan Fagan Show at 3. We've got more live shows, more local programming than any other place in California on talk shows. And then tomorrow, of course, all the big events going on. Everybody have a great weekend, and be careful and be safe out there. And we'll come back to us on Monday because we got a lot of stuff heading on Monday that you're going to like too. Carl Lindebot, KCNR 1460. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. At 6.7%, February's unemployment rate moved up a notch, but analysts say that's because more people are looking for work and haven't found it yet. Employers added 175,000 jobs last month, more than many economists were expecting. Wells Fargo Securities economist Mark Vintner says the impact of harsh winter weather is reflected in the number of hours worked in February.
That suggests that GDP growth and other economic variables other economic indicators that we get for the month are all going to be negatively impacted by the weather. The impact just may not be as great as many people had feared.
Has the West pretty much written off Ukraine's Crimea region? London-based analyst Keir Giles has been reading between the lines of statements that have been issued.
If you look closely, you see that the EU has threatened sanctions if Russia does anything more, as opposed to trying